Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 3 o'clock, WFAN in New York. At 3 o'clock, we're here at the Paley Center. First, before I get to Bobby Valentine, who is in the building with me, let me first welcome in a guest.
Hello, Mike. It's me, Regis Philbin.
Regis Philbin. Hey, Regis, how are you?
All these years, man, listening to you, it's just been great. I can't believe that you're leaving.
I am after 30, Regis. I know you were just getting started after 30, but I'm leaving after 30. But we'll see what we're going to do after that. But first, tell me, how are you? Good to talk to you. How's everything?
Well, everything's fine. You know, I come out here with my wife in the winter, and we stay for four months, and then we go back to New York. But that's the way it's been just for the last couple of years. But all the years before that, I mean, on the radio and you've just been great. And I just want you to know that we're all going to miss you when you do leave.
Well, thank you, Regis. Listen, you were a big part of our program. We used to love to have you on. Dog and I used to get the biggest kick out of you. You set a standard for doing this stuff. I mean, you were unbelievable. So we all watched you forever. So it's nice of you to come on, and it's nice to talk to you again. I hope you're doing well.
Well, I'm doing okay, but it's not like I used to be. But nevertheless, I'm happy to be a part of it. And I just want you to know that everybody is going to miss you from whatever you're doing. But you're going to be on somewhere to us, right?
Yes, I promise. Yes, I will be.
All right.
Thanks,
well,
Regis, for
buddy.
Calling in. Thank you very much.
You bet.
All right, Regis
Thanks.
Philbin.
Bye-bye.
I mean, how nice is that? All right, let me do this, and then we'll get to Bobby V. No need to wait until the end of the year to get the best deals from Security Dodge. They'll beat any written deal any day, any time. You can choose $299 lease with zero down, including a Jeep Grand Cherokee, all the Durango GTs, the Jeep Wranglers. Get up to 25% off the all-new 2017 Rams in stock now at Security Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Amityville during their big finish. Now, the new Honka Auto Leasing app will make your life easier by saving you time and money. Most everyday tasks now are done on an app. Now you can do this and modernize by getting your new car that way. Cheapest price, get the Honker, H-O-N-C-K-E-R. Download the Honker app and choose from any car, and they'll deliver it right to your place of work the next day. So get the best price, get the most convenient. Honker, H-O-N-C-K-E-R. Download the app today. That's H-O-N-C-K-E-R. He needs a little introduction. Bobby Valentine joins us now, folks. Bobby, welcome. How are you?
Michael, I'm great, but I am sad, like everyone else. What the heck? I listen to you all the time, too. This is a sad day for me.
And you've been on, you might have been on the program through the years as much as anybody alive, as a matter of fact, through counting the years as managing and as a guest and as a wonderful guest. So you didn't have to wind up, just let him go and through the years. And
I gave you some stuff, Mike. I gave
always,
you. On a dull
always.
Day, you could always count
and
on
I
Bobby
had,
V. Right?
And I had Mike Piazza from Italy. 2 days ago, so your buddy Mike Piazza from Italy, and it's been an amazing run, and you're still alive, and you're up there doing stuff with the college and everything
else. Yeah, Sacred Heart University.
Sacred
I need
Heart.
Autographs for my coaches,
need.
Mike,
whatever
before I leave, all right?
That,
they listen every day, and
thank
my secretary,
you.
Cheryl Madison,
I'll do them all
listens
for you.
When she's working.
That's very nice. But and so how's the school doing?
The school's great. You know, we had a couple big hockey wins, one against Notre Dame, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
They were ranked five in the country at the time, and you know everything's going good.
Listen, you're an
Division
energy
sports,
guy.
Huh?
You like to dig into stuff. That's a job that was a big undertaking for you. Have you enjoyed doing it?
I've enjoyed it. Great coaches, great administrators. You know, people who helped me. I didn't know. I couldn't spell AD 5 years ago. You know,
but, but you understand sports, and you're also
and coaching.
It's your state too, and it's your
close
state.
Close to home. It's been great for me.
Absolutely.
Enough about me. But it is a spectacular place, Sacred Heart.
Tell
University.
Me this, because you're as an astute baseball guy as we've ever been around, and everyone knows that. And how about where this is all going with the whole idea of the way managers are being utilized, the way the information is being disseminated. Do you agree or do you disagree?
I agree with information. Information's good. You know, and I understand. I understand what's going on. You know, that manager's line had to be cut. I get it. You know, Joe Girardi and I will be sitting around 10 years from now with managers who are managing in 2028, and they'll say, how the heck did you guys make money as a manager?
Absolutely.
Because that line is now being eliminated.
They are eliminating.
Yes.
They're killing the salary of the manager.
Well, if you can't raise the revenue, you got to cut the expenses. That's a simple, basic 101 of business.
Yep.
And they're doing that, but the information's great, you know, and I think now it's good information. Hell's Bell, one of the great talks we ever had, I don't know if it was even a talk.
Go ahead.
But I used the information that was given to me from my computer about Mel Rojas being good against left-handed hitters.
Which obviously was a big...
And Paul O'Neill.
Was a big... obviously. And you came up to the top step of the dugout.
Oh,
and
we
it
had
was
a
great moment.
That one. Yeah.
Absolutely. But, you know, you did... You know, when I thought of Mike yesterday, I thought about that team that you took. I mean, when you think about the outfield that you had that you took to the World Series, that is an unbelievable feat. You know, that you had a good infield, but your outfield was a bunch of guys who were, let's be honest, they were
baseball
limited.
Baseball players,
yeah,
kind
but
of.
They were limited.
Yeah.
They were grinders, but they weren't what you usually expect to see in a World Series outfield.
Yeah, but Benny was great. Tino was great until he fell asleep one day.
Yep.
Peyton
yep.
threw someone out at home and hit a home run in the World Series. So, yeah, they were all good in their own right.
Well, you know, that first game, as we talked about many times, Timo did a lot of good things for you. I mean, he really did.
Yeah.
But that was a tough game that day. It really was, you know that?
So the way he does this stuff, I'm at a university now, and what the young kids refer to Mike as Google Sports before the internet. You know, he has that encyclopedic mind, you know, never forgets a thing, recall stuff. And I go, oh, yeah, I was there that day.
Yes,
how the hell
were.
Do you remember it?
I remember
I
it
can't
well.
Even remember the day.
I remember.
Yeah, you
listen,
remember the whole
I remember
thing.
If Juan Benitez actually
we had momentum going into that series.
Let's be honest. And the Yankees hadn't been playing that well.
They hadn't been playing that well.
And he got even squeezed a little bit in that at bat against O'Neill too. You know, to be fair. I mean, Benitez is a blow-up guy. We know that.
Yeah.
But he got squeezed a little bit in that at bat. There's no question.
And Paul fouled off some great
pitches.
Oh,
he did.
It was a great at bat. A great competition that turned into a
And you guys gave them fits. When you think about it, that was the – I always say this. That was the most competitive five-game series I ever saw. Because people forget game two. 6-5, you come back with the big three run homer. Peyton hits off Mariano. I mean, to make that game close.
Yes.
Should have won game one.
Yes.
The 92 hit by Luis Sosa. Luis Sosa, the 900
maybe
hop base hit.
Maybe 92 hops, yeah. And with my fourth string shortstop who broke the wrong way on
God.
A slow hit ball up the middle. Yeah, all those things are wonderful.
You know, your team
memories.
Played great that year. It really did.
Thank you. Good guy. Still see many of them. You know, I was with Johnny Franco the other night. I talked to Benny a lot, you know. John Olerud was one of the
And I think of Mike who was
ever.
On yesterday. And
Michael.
John Olerud was a really good baseball player.
What a good player.
I mean, and talk about the modern player, on-base guy.
Exactly.
You know,
today's
you know,
yes.
Perfect
today's
player.
Stats,
took a million walks.
Exactly.
You know, had a 400 on-base percentage every
Four,
year.
Over 400.
Absolutely.
Hit the good pitchers.
A good
fielded
fielder.
Perfectly.
Good
couldn't never, run a leg.
Never said a word.
Never.
Never said a word.
Never.
And only couldn't run.
Couldn't run.
And did it for a lot of power, but, you know, was still...
Enough. 20 home runs in those days was... It's pretty good, you
enough.
Know.
Enough.
He was one of my favorite players. Obviously, Mike was my favorite
and
player.
And you got a lot out of Bobby Jones. You got a lot out of Benny Agbayani.
I mean, you
got a lot out of a lot of guys
Pat
on
Mahomes
that team.
Won 9 games that
and
year.
And look at his
the
kid.
The legendary Pat.
Look at
yeah,
his kid.
Player,
his kids, they say...
Right?
They told me... I saw the Chiefs down here, and I saw some of them. They tell me he's got an arm by God,
That's
this
a,
kid. They say he throws...
throw it on the run.
They said you
got to
see him throw. They said you got to see him throw.
Yeah.
They said he's unbelievable.
And you know the guy you're coming on next, Omar Minaya, has a spectacular basketball player in his family. His son, one of the best players in New Jersey.
How about that?
We tried to recruit him at Sacred Heart. No deal. He went down to U.S. Carolina.
Yep.
And he's
Omar told me I'm going to see my son play.
Imagine
a couple of weeks ago. I said, where's he playing? He's playing in South Carolina.
USC
How about that?
Sea of the East.
How about that?
Yeah, it's
that's
all cool.
And that's you're playing in that league. That's a big league. I mean,
well, it is a big league. And, you know, for us to talk about that, like Joel was mentioning, you know, 30 years that you've been this fabric of the sports community. You've seen the people, you've seen the people die, Ralph Branca and crew, and knew everything about their lifetimes.
Absolutely.
And now you know about the kids of the players that I manage. It's really an amazing scene.
You know what?
You've done, Mike.
It was nice to be here, and you know, guys like you who made it. Who got it and made it fun? Because the part of it
is, it was fun.
Yeah, because you didn't ignore it. Because you know, you guys, and I said the same thing to Cashman a minute ago. You guys were different from this standpoint. You didn't say no comment and just leave. You stood your ground and said, "I'm going to tell the fans what they need to hear and tell them what our point of view is and tell them why we make decisions." And that's what the fans want to hear. They want to hear that.
Exactly.
They say, wait a second, we want reasons. We don't mind decisions. We want reasons for the decisions.
And you saw what happened and you evolved through it and you created a news cycle.
Yes.
You know, that was needed. The fans wanted more than the ball was hit to right center and I wasn't gripping the curveball well.
Absolutely.
And oh, well, if it was 3-2 instead of 2-2, you said, why is it 3-2? And created an entire another story. I can't tell your fans how many times I went to the ballpark, and instead of the lineup, instead of the game before, instead of who was injured and who was not to be the topic was what Mike and Chris were talking about on the radio that afternoon. And I'd have to answer the questions to my players and to the front office and to the reporters who were in the office wanting to make the story about the story that they created. It was absolutely,
it was
spectacular.
It was.
It really was.
We're talking with Bobby. Yeah. Let me throw one back to him because just to show you what kind of player this was here, not just in baseball before his injury, but Bill Parcells told me many years ago, he said the two best high school running backs I ever saw were Walter Payton and Bobby Valentine. So how about that? The two best I ever saw was Bobby
Valentine. He's actually said that to my face, too.
Absolutely.
Which is really a nice thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
He said they were the two best I've ever seen. And he said,
I fooled him.
How about that? I mean, and, you know, listen, you went on to have a great managerial career, but still, people don't realize if it wasn't for an incredibly debilitating injury, you would have had a legendary baseball career. I mean, you would have been a player.
Thanks. My peers were all good players, so I think
I would have
been a good player.
Yeah, no, there's no question. Absolutely no doubt. But you had a great baseball career anyway.
You know, we're next door to 21. You mentioned the managerial career, and I just had to mention because sometimes you say, I wonder how things could have been and would have been. I had two amazing things in 21. One was I met Gabe Paul there in 1981.
How about that?
I was out of baseball. I opened up my restaurant, and George had him meet with me to offer me the Batavia job in the rookie league.
In 81?
In 1981. And sometimes I think, boy, Mike could have been talking about me as the manager of his team instead of me as the manager of the other team.
How about that?
And then next door, I also had meetings in 82 with Donald Trump when he was trying to buy the Mets. And I was giving him this information of how much signage there was and how many balls they used at AA, because, you know, they were closed books in those days, and you had to just make a blind bid. No one knew what a baseball team was worth. And I think sometimes, what if he got the winning bid at that
time
instead of Nelson, who went and got it?
Kind of crazy. And you're talking about the 80 bid was, if you can imagine this, $22 million.
Yeah. $22 million.
And it was
the point was 0.6 instead of 0.4.
$22 million. Now you got a player making $300 million.
Relief pitchers are making $22 million.
Right, and you got players with $300 million contracts. And that team, George bought the Yankees for actually less than $10 million because he kicked back the parking lots to Paley, who wanted them. So it actually was less than $10 million. $183,000 was actual cash. $183,000 in actual cash.
Brian Cashman spending that on ties at Richards this
afternoon. Think about that. That is the greatest buy since somebody bought Manhattan for $24.
Right.
I mean, that is unbelievable. He bought the Yankees for about $9 million, of which about out of his pocket was less than $200,000.
It's amazing. It's the world we lived in.
Amazing.
Yeah,
it really was.
Sure,
think about it. What? Now you can tell, what managerial job were you this close to getting or taking that you didn't take? Which one? Which was the one that you would have been?
Well, it wasn't about not taking. You know, again, that serendipitous thing. I was a minor league coach with the Mets.
Right.
Junior Gilliam, who you remember, the great Dodger, was the first base coach for the Dodgers. He died.
Right.
Tom Lasorda was the manager.
Right.
And he called Frank Cash and asked permission to talk to me to be a first base coach, where I feel I would have been there for a succession plan because Tommy's kind of my godfather.
Right.
And instead of granting permission, he says, we can't do that. It'd be a lateral move for Bobby Valentine. He's our first base coach. Now, this was before cell phones. Okay. So they had the conversation. I was away from the house. By the time I got home, there was a message to call Frank. I called Frank. He says, we want to offer you the first base coaching job. I said, I'll take it. The next morning, Tommy called and said, why the hell didn't you tell me you're a big league coach?
I wasn't
when you called.
That's a great story.
That's kind of interesting stuff. That? Huh? Yeah. Good for Frank.
That is unbelievable.
Good for Frank.
Hey, what umpire – Did what umpire of the umpires was the guy that just used to drive you crazy? Just tell me. Is there just one?
Frank Pulley.
Why?
Because there is always a thing. He called Bobby Jones for a balk once when he stepped off the mound. He didn't step off all the way. Frank Pulley was the one. I mean, when I went out to talk with Frank, it was always an ejection.
Always.
You know,
that was it
was like that thing. You know what I'm thinking, right, Frank? Yeah, can I get thrown out for what I'm thinking? No, well, I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking. You're gone, you know, every time, yeah.
Well, listen, it's really sweet of you to come down here. Really nice of you to come down here.
You will be missed by me and everyone else.
Thank
and we'll
you.
Find you wherever you
Thank
are.
You.
Thank you very Thank much.
Bobby Valentine, everybody. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.